interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you Tri-Cities Prep Jaguar Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. And now, here's the voice of the Jaguars, Brett Powers, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a beautiful late summer, early autumn evening here at Tijuana Field in Pasco. That's right, we're back in Pasco, and the Tri-City Prep Jaguars are finally home after three games on the road, having gone 2-1 with their little Oregon and Upper Yakima Valley trip. We have the Soap Lake Eagles this evening here at Tijuana Field, and the Tri-City Prep Jaguars will be taking them on in about 20 minutes, and we have some pregame interviews for you to cover. We spoke with Dan Witsit earlier, and he will give you a breakdown both of what happened last week in Mapton and what we might be expecting from Soap Lake this evening. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
And we're back at Tijuana Field. Once again, Dan Witsit was kind enough to sit down with us earlier this week and talk both about last week's game at Mapton, as well as what we'll be seeing from the Soap Lake Eagles tonight. So first off, Coach, with regards to Mapton, well, a win is a win, so which is a good thing, but... What was your take on last week's game?
Well, there were several things, but I liked the way we started the game. We came out, took control offensively, marched right down and scored and did the things we thought we could do against them offensively in that first drive. And then we got the hiccups. And we didn't really find a cure for them. We had to go in at halftime and rattle some cages and fix some things. And then... second half was really a battle of survival. Mapton, you know, give their kids credit. They never quit, but we didn't think they would. We knew they were athletic. They knew they were going to challenge us on any given play with their athleticism, and which they did. And we just didn't execute. We never found our rhythm. Kind of lost it, you know, after that first drive. And thankfully, we had a big kickoff return from Ron Rudolph, which really, really helped us on our comeback. You know, being down 18-7, it was quite a shock, especially the way that first drive started. And then second half, defense stepped up, and offense, you know, was still sputtering. We're still struggling at times. Dane Peterson hurt his shoulder and kind of didn't really say anything. We didn't realize it, and kind of fought through it, and that slowed him down. You know, it was a great effort defensively, especially the goal line stand. That was big, and that'll go a long ways. And again, you know, to get out of there with a win on the road, playing at a place like Mapton, a team that was 2-0, I had all the confidence in the world. It was a relief to get the win, but we had lots of learning to do from that film, for sure.
There was a couple of the bright spots I saw in the game were Rudolph's kickoff return, like you mentioned, and that goal line stand after Mapton had marched, what was it, they had marched from the 11 to our 1. So that was 80-yard march. Tell us a little bit about that. A little bit about that goal line stand. It seemed like then the kids on defense almost seemed to wake up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, our backs were against it. Mapton scores there, and you know, you're looking at them winning the ball game and us losing. So I mean, you know, we pinned our ears. Coach Ellis did a great job calling zero coverage and running the stunts that we ran to really limit their short yardage game, which we didn't really have a problem with the entire game until that last drive. They were able to move between the tackles a little bit, and then we fixed it and called the right stunts and got a stop. And irregardless in that situation, I don't care who you're playing against and what the situation was, you know, and how horribly we had played, you know, majority of the game at times, that goal line stand was definitely something to build off of.
Yeah, it was a great gut check. It was great to see the kids, like you said, having faced what amounted to adversity throughout the course of that game, then pull it together after fitting, you know, and a first goal on the 1-yard line, particularly if you haven't given up 80 yards, that's a tough check.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah. You know, it said a lot. It said a lot about our players and – how much they wanted it.
Yeah. So we're talking with Coach Dan Whitsitt about last week's game at Mabton. We will be back after this break and talk a little bit about what we might expect tonight from the Soap Lake Eagles. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field talking with Coach Dan Whitsitt. Actually, it was recorded the day before the game because he has more important things to do right now. But once again, he was kind enough to take the time to sit down and talk with us. And maybe you could tell us, Coach, a little bit about what we might be expecting from tonight's contest from Soap Lake.
Well, Soap Lake would be a little interesting. Their coach, Joe Warsham, was an eight-man stalwart back in the day. And he played for Odessa. And you know those eight-man guys, sometimes they coach 11-man football, and they come up with some pretty interesting stuff. And
yeah, they like to open things up.
Yep, and that's no different. I mean, he's a guy that threw for a gazillion yards in high school, and he likes to throw the football when he's got the talent. And I certainly expect to see them trying to do that. They're a young team, but they have some talent. Coach led them their first winning record in 10 years last year at 6-4. So he's really building that program up, and which is great to see, and we look forward to having him. You know, I think that I think just looking on film, there's a lot of areas where we have advantages. However, that was the same way at Mapton too. So, you know, what we got to do is we got to look for consistency tomorrow night. We have to go out and play every single play and not take plays off, and we got to keep our focus, and we got to keep our discipline, and get rid of the silly penalties. And, you know, like we've been trying to progress, and we have been progressing in practice, we got to be able to throw the ball, catch the ball, and run the ball and hang on to it. So the turnovers and penalties, we're a little out of hand at Mapton for sure, and that definitely disrupted any kind of rhythm we were trying to get into offensively. So that's something we definitely want to limit in the game. And defensively, we expect to see a lot of it. They're going to put the ball in the air. We expect we're going to play about three different coverages. We're going to change things up. We're going to test the kids a little bit. We're using this game as a stepping stone to things that we can do down the road later in league, and we want to throw some things out there that we haven't done.
What sort of so you mentioned that Soap Lake's going to be throwing quite a bit. Do they tend to run out of pro set? They tend to run out of spread?
Well, they run a few different formations. They run both. And, you know, and they'll run the ball too. But and also, you know, at this point in the season, it depends who's injured and who's out there. We don't know for sure. I mean, they're thin in numbers, just as we are. And, you know, Peterson's going to be a game-time decision. So, you know, and if we go out there without Dana quarterback, we're a completely different team. So we'll see who Soap Lake has healthy. And but more than likely, we're going to see the ball go in the air, and they're going to spread out, and they'll do a lot of motion.
Any particular athletes we need to be on the lookout from with regards to Soap Lake? Is there more a team effort on their offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I didn't really see any standouts necessarily. They got some decent skill guys, and which you'd expect most teams do. They got their go-to players. They got a good receiver. Quarterback's pretty athletic. So, you know, I mean, we're looking at team defense. We need to defend the entire field. We need to prevent cutbacks, you know, which Mapton got us on a couple times. We caved down on the backside, and we can't do that. We got to stay on a ranch, and that's something we're continuing to work on and trying to progress.
That's something I've heard repeatedly this year. You stay on the ranch, maintain your little area of real estate, and make sure you don't get caught by the reverse of the trick or whatever the case
is. Yeah, because if you leave your ranch, your sheep get stolen. And we've had a lot of sheep stolen this year.
Lost a few sheep on a couple of occasions. Heppner most notoriously, but then it happened some last with Mapton. So generally speaking, if you're talking keys of the game, I mean, like you said, one of the obvious ones is playing a clean game. None of these silly penalties, hanging on to the football, completing the passes.
Yeah, we got to clean things up. We really do at this point in the season. You know, we're going into our fourth game now. And it's got to start getting cleaner. You know, Mapton was a letdown, kind of a step backwards in that direction. And you know, I understand we're on the road, and Mapton's a rah-rah team, and it was pretty intense moments at times. But we got to hold our composure, and we got to focus and bear down.
So, and the second key once again is defense, maintaining the whole field, but then also not. I love that analogy. Yeah, maintain your position on the ranch. You don't want to lose the sheep.
Yeah, exactly. We got to stay home. We got to know our job, you know, and that's kind of been the theme all week is know your job. Know your job on defense. Know what you're responsible for. That comes first and foremost. And when you do leave your ranch, you know, it's because you're taking an angle to run down a play and you're taking the proper angle. So know your responsibility and take care of that first and foremost.
Any third key that you can think of?
Well, special teams. And we got the kickoff return last week, but we need to get the kickoff game going. We've been squibbing a lot. We got a new rule this year. You got to start inside 5 yards now with the kickoff team does, so you don't get the running start. Your gunners don't get that running start. And so you're seeing a lot of teams squibbing and onside now instead of kicking deep. And that's why, because their kickoff team doesn't get the running start. And so if your kicker's not kicking in the end zone or hitting the corners real nice where they have to travel to go get the ball give your guys more time to get down there, then you got to squib it onside. And right now, Jones is plenty capable of kicking the ball for touchbacks and hitting the corners, but he's struggling a little bit. So it's kind of forced us to squib and onside a little bit. And I know some fans are wondering why we're doing that, and that is exactly why. You got a guy like Zavala from Mapton last week back there to return a kick. If we kick a lollipop to him, our kids don't have that extra 5 yards running start, then they're going to have great field position. There's just no doubt about it. So we either got to hit the corner, keep the ball in bounds, hit the corner, or we got to kick touchbacks to kick off. Otherwise, we're going to keep squibbing and onsiding because we really have nothing to lose. And it also depends on how good the return man is. You know, a kid like Zavala, you just definitely don't want to kick the ball to him, period.
So clean up the work at the line of scrimmage. No silly penalties, hanging on to the football, defense continuing to hold to their ranch, and also perhaps tightening up special teams play. Those would be the keys to success tonight against Soap Lake.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've done a great job on PATs. We've done a pretty good job on punt, even though we hadn't punted a lot. But when we have punted, we did a pretty good job there. But kickoff team, we need to shore that up and get some confidence you know, kick the ball where it needs to be kicked, and the guys got to do a better job staying in their lanes and breaking down and making plays. So definitely a situation like Soap Lake where they got, you know, a couple good athletes, kickoff returns are big this year. We've seen that so far in our first three games.
All right. Coach Dan Witsit of the Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars, good enough to sit down with us, talk to us both about the breakdown of the Mapton game and what we might be seeing from Soap Lake this evening. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
Been listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms, clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's 488-2312.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The greatest call letters in the history of broadcast journalism right there. KHSS Walla Walla is advertised by some little child. And we're back live at Chihuahua Field here in Pasco, where the Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars are home. After 3 weeks on the road, having traveled to Hermiston to play Hefner, having gone to Stanfield, Oregon to play Stanfield, and then went up the valley to play Matson last week, and Tri-Cities Prep is finally back on their home field. They're in their navy blue, hosting the Soap Lake Eagles. Soap Lake in their dark blue pants and bright white jersey tops with their white helmets, looking a lot like the old Air Force Academy Falcons in the old Western Athletic Conference. We're about 3 minutes away from kickoff here, and we'll talk a little bit, while waiting for that, about what Soap Lake has done thus far this year. Soap Lake is 1-1. Prep is 2-1. Soap Lake has played two games. They lost to Bridgeport 13-9 at home in their debut weekend, and then last week they traveled to Lake Roosevelt, who is in their league. They are in the Central Washington South League, and they prevailed against Lake Roosevelt 26-12. So Soap Lake is one of the few teams that's actually played a league schedule of any type. So they're on top of their league right now. Tri-Cities Prep, as we know, has not played any league opponents, and they're not going to for another 4 weeks. They will end up playing Waitsburg-Prescott to open league play, but like I said, that's still another 3 weeks out. So Soap Lake, as Coach Whitsitt had mentioned in the early game, or the pregame interview, is a team that kind of lights things up offensively. They do quite a bit in the air. They'll run out of pro set. They'll run out of spread. Coach Whitsitt told us that the Soap Lake coach is an old eight-man coach who is accustomed to lighting things up, so we can expect a little bit in terms of the aerial fireworks this evening. With regards to Prep, just to briefly recap what they've done, they went to Hefner the opening week of the season, and Hefner beat us 47-7. And if anyone recalls that game, we talked quite a bit about Hefner is a 2A Oregon competitor. They're actually favored to win 2A in Oregon this year, and they just ran right through us. Then the next week, we went down to Stanfield and played another Oregon 2A opponent in Stanfield, and did quite a bit better, winning fairly handily at 41 to 12, and then we traveled up the valley to Metchen last week. And while Coach Whitsitt was expecting quite a bit of challenge from our athletic quarterback Zavala, it wasn't quite the challenge that we anticipated, and we managed to prevail 21-18. But we had, frankly, a sloppy game. It was a game marred by penalties, some personal foul penalties. But the thing that really was killing us in our drives was a combination of false start penalties, a couple of delay of game penalties, and some costly turnovers. Prep opened the game in the first quarter. They marched down the field in the first possession. Within 3 minutes, was up 7-0, and then it ended offensively. There was nothing happening offensively. Matson scored 3 unanswered touchdowns in the second quarter and opened an 18-7 lead, and it was not looking good until finally, after their last touchdown, the kickoff was set to Rama Rudolph in the deep left at the 5-yard line, and he managed to juke his way all the way to the end zone, and Tri-City's Prep went into halftime with Uncle Mo on their side and ended up with an 18-14 deficit, and then finally did manage to score in the third quarter, taking the 21-18 lead, and maintained it despite Matson driving down to our goal line and getting a first and goal on the one, but Prep managed to hold them off. So with about a minute to go before we get to kickoff, let's go over the starting lineup for Tri-Cities Prep. At guard is going to be the 6'2", 215 sophomore, number 54, Tristan Barnett, and also at guard, 5'10", 220 senior, number 70, Dez Zepeda. At tackle will be the 5'10", 210 senior, Joseph Porch, and opposing him, the 6'2", 185 senior, number 50, Joseph Smith. Our center is a freshman, 6'2", 255, number 63, Kenny Ireland. He's keeping the center position as a family matter, as Colin was a three-year starter at center, and now Kenny's taking over this year. We're slated to start four receivers, 6'2", 175 junior, number 24, Hogan Jones, 6'2", 170 junior, number 3, Bennett Peterson, 6'2", 160 sophomore, number 80, Jacob Amato, and a 5'9", 180 senior, number 23, Michael Forbes. Forbes also had a big game on defense last week. He was instrumental in that goal line stand in hitting quarterback Zavala two plays in a row for five-yard losses. Continuing on offense, at running back, 5'4", 155 senior, Rama Rudolph, and a quarterback, 6'5", 205 senior, number 12, Dane Peterson. Now, Coach Whitsitt had mentioned that there's actually an injury issue. On a punt during the Madsen game, Dane Peterson somehow managed to overstretch his left shoulder, and he stretched a ligament in that shoulder. Now, it doesn't limit his range of motion, but it's quite painful. So, consequently, he may have some difficulty throwing. Coach Whitsitt had said, and now that the game is about to start, we finally can say this, it's probably going to be more of a run-focused offense today, given Dane's limitations with regards to what he can do in terms of throwing. So, as a result, the work of Rama Rudolph and Dane Peterson, if he stays in a quarterback from the running position, will be critically important. And we have the teams out, and Soap Lake has elected to kick off. And Tri-Cities Prep has number 21, Rama Rudolph, and number 28, Alex Montalongo, deep to receive for the Jaguars. And we will see if Soap Lake actually decides to try and kick off in this lovely, no wind, twilight, under the lights at Chihuahua Field. Temperature is about 70 degrees, just about perfect conditions for Friday night football. And they give us the whistle. The Soap Lake kicker is up, and he sure enough ends up pooch kicking it down to about the 32, where it is recovered by Michael Forbes, who fumbles it a little bit, and he managed to get a hold of it, and he moves ahead from the 33 to the 48. So a 15-yard return despite the squib kick. And Tri-Cities Prep is in business in pretty good field position, just short of midfield. We are just underway here under the lights here at Chihuahua. Tri-Cities Prep hosting the Soap Lake Eagles. No score, as we've just had the kickoff. Prep is presenting a running offense, two wide receivers, two running backs in the backfield. Those believed to be Forbes and Rudolph. And the handoff is to Rudolph, and he's sweeping to the right. And he's trying to turn the corner. He does. He gets past midfield, down to the 45-40. 35-30. He's finally tackled down inside the 30-yard line. So it looks to be about a 24-yard gain for Rama Rudolph. Hopefully we'll have the tackler for you here in a moment. That looked to be number 40, Jared Bassett, with the tackle for Soap Lake. So, first play from scrimmage, 24-yard gain. First down, Jaguars on the Soap Lake 28-yard line. Tri-Cities Prep moving from right to left as we stand here in the crow's nest. And the handoff again is to Rudolph. It's a mirror image of the prior play, and he tries to sweep to the left, and he turns the corner. He's down to the 25, inside the 25, all the way down to the 21. Wherefore, he's finally dragged out of bounds by number 64, Francisco Flores. 7-yard gain for Rama there. And check that. They actually pulled that down to the 20, so that's an 8-yard gain. And we're looking at second technically second and two. Given where the yard markers are, it's going to be a little less. Second down and a long, long one from the Soap Lake 20. And once again, we had some movement on the line, but nothing decided to be done to it. There was no call made with that. Gaines steps back to throw, and he throws to his brother Bennett Peterson down to the 25. But the pass, I take it back. I thought I'd heard a whistle, but I was wrong. That pass was complete, and that was good for about 4 yards. So nice to see the Peterson connection, one for one here today. Anyone who's been listening to Prep the last 3 weeks knows we've had some yips, we've had some issues with the passing game thus far this season. Nice to see, and that was a nice, smooth throw by Dane. First down, Jaguars on the Soap Lake 16, 10:47 to go in the first quarter, no score. This is the opening drive of the game. Soap Lake keeps moving on the line, and then finally the ball was snapped, and there was a couple of times where there were Eagles in the neutral zone, and I suspect they're going to call offsides. Dead ball offsides against Soap Lake, sure enough. So a 5-yard penalty will move the ball down from the 16 down to the 11-yard line, and it'll be first down and 5. And like last week, this opening drive looking very smooth. Everything clicking on offense. Lone running back in the backfield. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. Peterson wants to throw, and he does, and he attempts to throw to Alex Montelongo. The pass was a little high. Alex made a valiant effort at it, but then the cornerback came in and clicked him before he could really gather the ball in. So Peterson's 1 for 2. In passing, second and 5 now from the 11-yard line of Soap Lake. Opening drive of the game, Friday Night Lights, and this nice calm evening here at Chiawana Field in Pasco. Tri-Cities Prep hosting Soap Lake and Tri-Cities Prep driving. Two running backs in the backfield, and the handoff is to Rudolph, and he's trying to turn the corner again, and he does it again. He's inside the 10 all the way down to the 5-yard line. So that's a 6-yard gain. That ought to be good for a first down. He's brought down by number 84, Peyton Nielsen. So Tri-Cities Prep facing now, check that. They say he did not get the first down. So I must be looking at my markers incorrectly. They marked the ball at the 6. So Rudolph was just short. 3rd and 1 from the Soap Lake 6-yard line, and the handoff is to Rudolph, and he checked that. Yes, the handoff is to Rudolph. He turns left and manages to bowl into the end zone for a touchdown, but there is a flag on the play. Depending on what the penalty is against, this could be a Tri-Cities Prep touchdown. They're talking to the Soap Lake captains, which is rarely a good sign. So it looks like the touchdown, the 6-yard Rudolph touchdown run, is going to be called back. With the marking of the flag, which is sitting right at the 5-yard line, the original line of scrimmage was a 6. This could be a holding, and it is. It's a holding penalty against Tri-Cities Prep. So unfortunately, a 6-yard touchdown run is negated, and penalty obviously is going to put the placement of the ball in reverse. This ball is pushed all the way back to the 15-yard line. So a 3rd and 1 now becomes a 3rd and 9 from the Soap Lake 15. 9:52 to go, no score in the game. 9:52 to go in the first quarter, no score in the game. And we have a handoff to Rudolph, and he sweeps to the left. He stiffs on safety and gets inside the 10. Inside the 5, 6, tackle, and goes all the way for the touchdown. No flags on that one. So given a second opportunity, Ron Rudolph bowls his way into the end zone, gives it. Strong safety had a nice beat on Ron, and Ron stuck his arm out and said, not on your Nelly. 9:44 to go, and Tri-Cities Prep marches 52 yards. For the Rama Rudolph touchdown. And we have Hogan Jones on for the point after touchdown attempt. Here's the snap. The kick is up. And it is good. With 9:44 to go in the first quarter, Tri-Cities Prep draws first blood. Jaguars 7, Soap Lake Eagles 0. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates,
property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's Fleet Side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Tijuana Field in Pasco. 9:44 to go in the first quarter. Tri-City Prep leads. Silk Lake Eagles 7-0. Tri-City Prep marches 52 yards on their first possession for the first score of the game. Hogan Jones kickoff is deep down center of the field, and it's going to get all the way into the end zone for the touchback. Game that Dan Witt talked about yesterday and in the interview you heard before the game. Special teams is an issue. Special teams assisted us a great deal in Madison last week with a 95-yard kickoff return, rather, by Rama Rudolph. But Coach Witt was saying we got to get our kicks deep because we don't want to squib, we don't want to pooch. And Mr. Jones put his leg into that and put it in the end zone for the touchback. Soap Lake starts on their 20 with their quarterback looking to be, nope, their quarterback is going to be standing under center. That is number 12, Joe Cutshell, and he hands off to the rear back, number 25. And we are trying to get on top of exactly who's going to be who here. Let's see. Number 25 managed to go about 2 yards before he was tackled by host Jaguars. So second and 8 for Soap Lake early on. 9:18 to go in the first quarter. Tri-City Prep 7. Soap Lake 7. Joe Cutshell is quarterback for the Eagles. And he stands under center, and he draws back the pass, and he throws to the right. The long screen pass to number 84 that was a little bit long. Ben Peterson with the coverage. Pass is intended for Peyton Nielsen. It ends up falling incomplete. So we're at Prep's offense pretty much clicked right along in that first offense. The first snap for Soap Lake, not so well. They're facing now a 3rd and 8 from their 22-yard line. Cutshell now in shotgun formation with a lone back next to him. Two wide receivers split to either side. He takes a snap and he wants to throw. He's looking to the right. He double pops.
Yeah, that ball is intercepted by Alex Montalago.
And Montalago returns it down to the 28-yard line. There was a flag flown on the play immediately. So we'll see if this interception is going to stand. That ball hit number 80 right in the numbers, and it bounced off like a pinball. And right into the arms of Montalongo, but it looks like the penalty is going to go against the Jaguars. The intended receiver was Cameron Bessett for Soap Lake. Let's see what the call is. They are calling defensive pass interference. I believe Hogan Jones had coverage on Bessett on that play. I'm not sure. So if I have the call right, they're suggesting that Jones interfered. So, unfortunately, an interception is going to turn, instead of Tri-City's Prep having the ball inside the 30-yard line, Soap Lake, due to the spot of the penalty, instead of having facing a possible fourth down, they now have a first down on their 37-yard line. That was effectively a 17-yard penalty. So Soap Lake, only 2 yards of actual offense, now starts on their 37. And the handoff right away is to number 25, but he's met instantly by the line. Coach Whitsett has suggested over and over, I suspect that running back is Greg Lawrence. He was tackled by Joseph Porch. Having started on 37, they're on the 39, so that was a gain of about 2. So, second down, and 8 yards to go for Soap Lake. Their attempts right now at interior running are not working. The Tri-Cities Prep defensive linemen and linebackers are staying at home. They're taking care of the ranch, not letting the sheep get away, to use Dan Witt's analogy. Kutchell's a shotgun, and he wants to throw, and he does, and his intended receiver is number 84. And we're looking for number 84. That is Peyton Nielsen. And decided to catch a ball, falls incomplete. So once again, Soap Lake finds themselves facing a third down. Third down and 8 from the 39-yard line. 8:11 to go, first quarter. Tri-State's prep 7. Soap Lake nothing. Joe Kutchell at quarterback now in shotgun formation with a lone back. Two wide receivers split wide the other side. Then he sends number 25 in motion. He fakes the pass to the right. Draws everyone after him. Ends up throwing a screen pass to number 7. But Tri-State's prep was not fooled. Gavin Baker stayed at home and rolled over. That was Austin Herrera on the screen pass. That was a design screen trying to get everyone after him, but Gavin Baker stayed at home and ended up stuffing him for a slight loss. So fourth down and 8 for the Eagles, and they are in punt formation. Can't quite tell who their punter is. You have Alex Montelongo, deep to receive for the Jaguars. He receives the ball at 26, and he makes a move on the first defender, gets to 30. Man gets to 35, is running. He's doing a lot of lateral running. Did manage to get 7 yards on the return, possibly 8. And the ball will be placed, looks to be on the 35-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. So, two strong possessions for the Jaguars. Their first offensive possession, marching 52 yards with very little to do for the go-ahead touchdown. So, Blake's first possession, can't quite say 4-0, but it was close to it. So, the early returns look favorable for the Jaguars, but we need to see if they can maintain it. Two wide receivers split wide to either side. Rudolph is set in motion, and it's a jet sweep to Rudolph, who turns the corner, is down past the 40, to the 45, gets inside the 45 before he's finally brought down. So he gets the ball to the 46-yard line. That was a gain of 11. And so first down Jaguars, tackled by number 32, Caleb McMillan. Ball placed on the 46. Tri-Cities Prep offense comes out. We have three wide receivers split wide to the left, one running back in the shotgun formation with Peterson. Peterson calls for the snap, and he hands off once again to Rama, who cuts up the middle and manages to get past midfield. He's down now to the 47-yard line of Soap Lake before he's brought down by number 55, Nazar Orchuk. Down to the 47. That was a gain of 7, so 2nd and 3 for the Jaguars. Offense clicking well right now. It'd be nice to see if the Jaguars can put together 2 consecutive drives and purge some of these gift demons that were terrorizing us last week. 2nd and 3 from the 46. The handoff is to Forbes, who swims to the left and cuts up. Oh, and he turns the corner, and then he's met by the quarterback number 8. Who unfortunately is not on the list, and Forbes met him head-on and drove him back another 3 yards. An impressive piece of hard-nosed running by Michael Forbes. 13-yard gain. He had 10 before he was met, and like I said, he lowered his head, and then he lowered the boom, as I'm sure they like to say sometimes in professional circles. They say something about Legion of Boom. Does that sound familiar to anybody? So, once again, first down Jaguars. They are now down on the Soap Lake 34-yard line. 6:07 to go in the first quarter. Tri-Cities Prep 7, Soap Lake nothing. Tri-Cities Prep offense clicking on all cylinders. The defense held the Eagles on their first possession. Hand off now to Montelongo, who sweeps in the middle and then cuts to the right. Now he's to the left, and he's inside the 20. He's pulling his way past the 15, down close to 10. He's finally brought down by number 64, Francisco Flores. Tough bit of running by Alex Montelongo. That's a 21-yard gain. He manages to pull that ball all the way down to the 13-yard line. So once again, first down Jaguars getting good yardage on first down and from running. And it's not just the skills of the backs. The line is clearly owning the line of scrimmage. The quick handoff is to Forbes, and he cuts up to the right. He manages to get just inside the 10-yard line before he's brought down. But once again, there was a fairly nice hole for him to run through. He was brought down by number 50, Johnny Buchanan. He brought that down to the 8. So a gain of 5 for 4. 3 featured backs, so to speak, today. We have Michael Forbes running. We have Rama Rudolph running. We have Alex Mahalongo running. Noel running from Tri-City's Prep, from Prep's lead rusher, our quarterback, number 12, Dane Peterson. Shotgun formation, 2 running backs up front. The handoff is to Rudolph, who manages to squeeze through the initial line, but then he gets jersey tackled inside the 5. He brought that down. It looks to be about the 2-yard line. So that was a solid 6-yard gain. It's brought down by number 80, Cameron Buffett. And that is good for Tri-City's Prep first down. So first and goal, Jaguars at the Soap Lake 2. 4:35 to go, first quarter. Tri-City's Prep 7, Soap Lake 0, and Tri-City's Prep is driving. And the snap is a quick handoff to Forbes, who cuts up the middle and in for the touchdown. Two quick scores here in the first quarter. Featuring the running game, Michael Forbes with a 2-yard TD run. With 4:25 to go for the point after, we have Tri-City's Prep 13, Soap Lake nothing. Jaguars clicking on offense. It is pretty to see. This is a lot different than last week, ladies and gentlemen. Hogan Jones on to attempt the PAT. Snap is high, but brought down. Yes. And the kick is up, and it is good. So with 4:25 to go in the first quarter, your score, Tri-City's Prep 14, Soap Lake 0. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field in Pasco, where Tri-City's Prep has just scored again, and it's 14-0 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. And the Hogan Jones kickoff is once again a deep kick that bounces at the 2-yard line and does not quite make the end zone. And what happened was number 25, who I believe is Greg Lawrence for Soap Lake, he retrieved the ball and then stepped into the end zone in retrieving the ball. So that will, once again, be a touchback. That was one of Dan Wentz's keys to the game. You got to make sure the special teams are doing the job, kicking the ball deep, and Hogan Jones has been doing that. So early on, with less than 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, the tail of the game is pretty much this. Tri-City's Prep total offense, 117 yards, Soap Lake 2. Of course, we will see if this will continue, because I'm sure the Soap Lake coach can make some adjustments. Joe Cutshell at quarterback. He stands in and shotgun, and he hands off to the sweep running back, Greg Lawrence, who manages to barely turn the corner before he's hit hard by one of our linebackers. That was Tristan Barnett. Ends up gaining just 1 on that play, so 2nd and 9 for Soap Lake. Check that. I said their total yardage was 2 yards. It is now 5 yards. 2nd and 9, Soap Lake from their 21-yard line. Once again, Cutshell at quarterback. 2 wide receivers split to either side. Lone running back. Cutshell's the shotgun, and he's running all the way back. He wants to throw. Now he's under pressure. He throws the low screen. 24, who was met right away by Joseph Porch. That was a potentially dangerous play, but Porch stayed at home. Didn't let the sheep escape. Once again, to use Dan Whitman's terminology. And what could have been a massively explosive gain is limited to 2 yards. 3rd and 7 now for Soap Lake. 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Tri-City's Prep 14, Soap Lake, Darrell. Soap Lake presenting two wide receivers split to either side. Low running back next to Cutshell in the shotgun formation quarterback. Cutshell takes the snap, and he wants to throw. He's looking right. He throws right. He's got his man. Number 40 wide open over the middle, and Cutshell overthrew him. That was a dead-on 20-yard gain given the space that the safeties were giving over the middle, and Cutshell overthrew his man. So Tri-Cities Prep dodges a bullet there. Soap Lake is facing, once again, fourth and long deep in their own territory, and they're going to have to punt. They're in punt formation. So Dan Witsit says, this coach is a former eight-man guy, so you never know what he's going to do. But the punter, Hochstetter, gets the punt off. It bounces at the Prep 49, all the way down to the 41, where it's recovered by Montelongo. Brings it up past the 45, up to about 47 to 48-yard lines. That was about an 8-yard return by Montelongo. He was tackled by the punter, Sam Hochstetter. So Hochstetter doing double duty on that play. So with 2:54 to go in the first quarter, things looking favorable for the Jaguars. Jaguars two possessions, two touchdowns. So Blake two possessions, net gain of about 9 yards. Ball will be placed on the 48-yard line of Tri-City's Prep to start this possession, and I see that Soap Lake has called timeout. Since I didn't catch that till late, we're simply going to keep it right here. Anyone who listened to the Mad Jig game last week can see that we've got a different Tri-City's Prep team out on the field today. Maybe it's because they're generalized, or not generalized, made up a word. They are energized by the home crowd, but in four possessions, two for Soap Lake and two for Tri-Cities Prep, you can't ask for this to be much better unless Tri-Cities Prep is just scoring on two touches. But their running game is working very well. They're clearly controlling the line of scrimmage. Much different story than the match game last week. Three wide receivers split wide to the right. Peterson in shotgun. He's rolling to the right. He wants to throw, and he does, and he completes it to Michael Forbes. The catch did at midfield, and who immediately turns up and lowers his head for another 5 yard gain beyond that. And Forbes running hard this evening. He's tackled by Josh Decker. But not before a 12-yard gain down to the Soap Lake 40. Check that, the Soap Lake 39-yard line. And Witz is in a hurry. He brings him right back to the line. Three wide receivers split wide to the left. One to the right, shotgun formation, long running back. And Peterson wants to throw again. This time he's rolling left, and he overthrows Bennett Peterson. Peterson was wide open at the 35-yard line, but Dane overthrew him. Dane 2 for 4, which is an excellent percentage given what we have seen from the passing game the last 3 weeks. A combination of gifts and just flat-out drop passes. There have been any number of times these last 3 weeks where receivers have been hitting the numbers. Tonight, different story. When the pass is on target, the receivers are hauling it in and doing their job. Second and 10 from the Soap Lake 39, Tri-Cities Prep driving. Peterson wants to throw again, and this time he throws to a wide open on the lead. He's at 30, and he busts it up the other 25-yard line. Even I don't think another meeting is. How embarrassing is that? Next up is Jacob Amato, who brings the ball down to the 29-yard line. Just enough for a Tri-Cities Prep first down. The passing game clicking as well. First and 10, Jaguars. Soap Lake 29, 2:16 to go in the game. Prep leading, 14-0. Peterson back to throw again. This time he lost everything. And unfortunately, he overthrew his man, and the ball is intercepted in the end zone. And he brings that ball out, and he's on his way. He's down to the 30. He's down to the 40 before he's finally pushed out of bounds by Joseph Porch. So, unfortunately, the passing game had been doing well, and then Dane Peterson overthrew his man, and he ends up getting intercepted in the end zone, and that ball then is run back 40 yards back to the Soap Lake 40. So the first hiccup on offense, so to speak. Tri-Cities Prep had driven 23 yards down to the Soap Lake 29. There's a flag on the play. Waiting for the referee's call on this. penalties against Soap Lake, and I suspect this is on the run back. So I had the ball placed on the 40. The ball was actually placed all the way to the 43. And the head linesman is just standing by the ball. Not sure what sort of penalty then comes about from that. The ball stays on the 43-yard line. First down, Soap Lake, the best field position they've had all evening. Cut shell under center. He turns and he hands off to number 25, who's met right at the line of scrimmage, but he manages to scramble forward 2 yards. He's tackled by Jesus Higuereta. Chewy makes the tackle. And the runner was Greg Lawrence, once again. So, 2 yard gain for Soap Lake. Whenever they do interior running, this is all they've been able to manage thus far. Second and eight, Soap Lake from their 45 yard line. Their quarterback, Cutshell, under center. He steps back, he wants to throw. He throws to the left. And he wanted number 84. Bennett Peterson had outstanding coverage on that and almost intercepted it. 1:24 to go in the first quarter. Tri-City Prep leading Soap Lake 14-0. Tri-City Prep had two seamless offensive drives early in the first quarter. Their third drive was moving along as well. Unfortunately, led to an interception. Consequently, Soap Lake has the position they have now. Third and eight from their 45-yard line. Cutshell now in shotgun. And he sends Lawrence in motion behind him. He fakes throwing left. He fakes throwing right, ends up throwing left. He completes it to number seven, who is tackled by Joseph Porch. The receiver is Austin Herrera. Herrera manages to get the ball down to the 49-yard line. So that's a 4-yard gain. That means Soap Lake is still facing a fourth down and four from the Tri-City Scrap 49. Less than a minute to go. Soap Lake going for it here on fourth down from their 49. Cutshell in shotgun. He has two receivers set close to either side. Single running back. Cutshell back to throw. He does, and he completes it over the middle. Looks to be number eight, tackled by Rama Rudolph. The ball brought all the way down to the 40. So pass complete, unfortunately, to a receiver whose name I cannot tell you, but it's first down Soap Lake. That was an 11-yard gain. That's the first down that they have managed to gather on offense. First down, Soap Lake. Less than 40 seconds to go. Tri-City Scrub leading 14-0. Soap Lake on the Tri-City Scrub 14. Cutshell in shotgun. Back to throw. Facing lots of pressure. He throws. Soap Lake. That ball is intercepted. I never did before. I want to say that's Tristan Barnett. Yes, that was Tristan Barnett. He threw that ball short over the middle, and Tristan was right there. He laid his mitts on it and returned it to the 45-yard line. So Soap Lake returns the interception favor. Tri-City's Prep is now in business at their 45-yard line. So Soap Lake offense managed to get slightly on track, but unfortunately, if they're going to get into a turnover trade-off game with Prep, it's not going to go well for them. This may be the last play of the first quarter. And it's a handoff to Rudolph, who sweeps to the right, turns the corner, now up the middle, towards inside the 45, turns it up past midfield, close to the Soap Lake 45, back to the Soap Lake 47. That's a gain of 8 on that play. And that will not be the last play of the first quarter. We have whistle blown. We have a timeout, Tri-City's Prep, so we too will take a timeout with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tri-City Prep leading Soap Lake 14-0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child. And quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick. Academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Chihuahua Field in Pasco. Tri-Cities Prep is home, hosting Soap Lake. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tri-Cities Prep leading 14-0. Second and two from the Soap Lake, rather, 47. And the handoff is to Michael Forbes, who bucks it up the middle and inside the 45-yard line down to the 44. And we have yet another whistle, so that was, once again, not the last play of the first quarter. We can see if another timeout was called or if that was simply to move the yard markers. It is first down, Tri-Cities Prep at the Soap Lake 44-yard line. And that's right, the first down, stop the clock to move the markers, and that's the end of the first quarter. So after one quarter of play, it's pretty much been all Tri-Cities Prep. Jaguars 14, Eagles 0. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Chihuahua Field. Just at the beginning of the second quarter, Tri-Cities Prep hosting Soap Lake, and it's been all Jaguars. 14-0 Tri-Cities Prep to start the second quarter. Tri-Cities Prep starting this drive on their, what did I have? I had them on their 45-yard line. They're now just inside Soap Lake territory on their 44-yard line. Dane Peterson in shotgun wants to throw, and he goes long. Oh, boy, he had spinning Peterson wide open down the right, and it was about one length too far for him. Pretty ball by Dane Peterson. Bennett had two steps on his cornerback, but unfortunately the ball was just slightly overthrown. Second and 10 Jaguars now from the Soap Lake 44. That's I need to be doing my vocal exercise before doing these broadcast scenes. I'm having difficulty. Maybe I should just be calling them the Eagles. 11:54 to go, second quarter. Prep 14, Soap Lake 0. Shotgun formation, two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. The handoff is to Amon, Alex Mapalongo, who kind of rumbles to the left, and he wanted to turn up inside, but he then got met by the Soap Lake linebackers, and he was only able to gain about two on that play. Tackled by number 55, Nazar Orzechuk. Excellent mouthful. Third and seven now. The board says third and seven. The reality is that's third and eight. Dr. Rick Orth is manning the board down there. Normally well on top of things. Third down and eight Jaguars now from the Soap Lake 43. And it's a quarterback keeper. He turned up to the right and then was met by the lineman, made a quick turn to the left and turned a nothing gain into a pretty nice gain. He managed to get down to the 37-yard line. So a 5-yard gain on third and eight. Prep facing a fourth and three. I suspect this deep, Dan Witt is probably going to go for it. It is possible we could see a punt formation. And then you have to remember that Dane Peterson is our punter, so anything is possible even when we're punting. Fourth and three, but this looks to be a normal offensive set. We have the two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left, two running backs in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Here's the snap. The handoff is Rudolph, and he punts down the right. He's down to the 30. Turn to the corner, 25. Down to the 20.
inside the 15 before he's finally brought down by number 64, Francisco Flores. Top running north boy, the line, the offensive line just blew it open right there. 4th and 3 and a 22-yard gain from Rama. Soap Lake having no real answer for our interior running. The offensive line absolutely doing its job. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Tri-Cities Prep 14, Soap Lake 0. This Tri-Cities Prep 4 offensive possession. They scored twice. There was one interception, and we are driving again. Down to 15. Shotgun. Swing pass to Alex Contralongo, who's met the backfield. But he managed to stiff arm him and then turns up field, gets down to 15, inside the 10, where he takes out the lineman. Jeff Poche is over there manning the line, and he got out of the way in a hurry. He was Contralongo brought down by number 7, Austin Herrera. Top running on the part of Amon. He was met in the backfield, shook him off, gave him the stiff arm, and turned 2 yard loss for Jardine. First and goal, Jaguars now. I take that back. That was not a 6 yard gain. That was a 10 yard gain. Because that ball is down at the 5. So first and goal, Jaguars from the Soap Lake 5, and it's a sweep to Rudolph, who turns the corner, gets down past the 1, and then in. Touchdown, Jaguars! Ron Rudolph with a 5-yard TD run. His second of the evening. So 9:30 to go in the first quarter, and Tri-Cities Prep has now opened a 20-point lead over the Soap Lake Eagles. Hogan Jones standing in for the point after touchdown attempt. His snap. Kick is up. And it's good with 9:30 to go in the first half. Tri-Cities Prep 21, Soap Lake nothing. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Tijuana Field, 9:30 to go in the first half. Tri-Cities Prep hosting Soap Lake. Tri-Cities Prep, all Jaguars. 21-0 Jaguars with Hogan Jones standing in to kick off. And he approaches the ball, and once again he boots it deep. This one's going to be returned. It is retrieved by number 80 at the 8-yard line, and he goes from the left side of the field all the way to the right side, manages to pull his way up to the 30-yard line, before he's brought down by Jacob Amato. That return by Cameron Bessett for Soap Lake. Cameron Bessett's a tall fella, long, loping running style, sort of thing that where a smaller special teams player might not necessarily want to meet him because he's going to have a fair amount of inertia. First down, Soap Lake at their 30-yard line. 9:22 to go in the first half. Once again, Tri-Cities Prep leading 21-0. Cutshaw, the quarterback, under center, and hands off and is met at the line of scrimmage by Tristan Barnett. They're going to give him forward progress, possibly a yard. The running back, I believe, was number 25, Greg Lawrence. But Barnett was right there. So 2nd and 9 for Soap Lake. Cutshaw, the quarterback, once again under center. 2 running backs behind him. And He hands off again to the short man who barely gets a yard. And I take that back. That is, if I'm seeing this correctly, that's no longer Cutshell at quarterback. Well, I keep seeing 84. That's Peyton Nielsen, a freshman wide receiver, 6'3", 165. I keep seeing his number as though... And yes, that is. That's Nielsen, the freshman, now at quarterback, and he's in shotgun. We're having some Cutshell. Cutshell was in motion as a receiver, and Soaplake wants to talk it over. They were having motion issues. So the Eagles call timeout, and we're going to take a brief timeout as well with 8:04 to go in the first half. Tri-Cities Prep up on Soaplake 21-0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back in Tijuana Field, where Soaplake is facing a third and long from their 32-yard line, and Nielsen, the quarterback, throws the, what I would call a jet screen to 25, Greg Lawrence, who sweeps around and manages to get pretty much back to the original line of scrimmage when he gets tackled by Ron Rudolph. So, once again, Tri-City Prep defense showing their stuff against the Soaplake offense. Soaplake really not able to get on track. They're in punt formation. Their punter, Julio Gomez, is back to punt. Heyman, Alex Montalongo is deep to receive, and Gomez gets off a wobbly short kick that barely clears midfield and actually ends up taking a prep roll by the time it gets done moving and is just inside the 50. So, second quarter starts pretty much like the first quarter did for Soaplake. 2 yards total offense for their first possession, and Tri-City Prep will take over at midfield. Story of the game thus far, I don't have totals for Soaplake, but I have to think their total offense is somewhere under 30 yards. Tri-City Prep total offense, 198 yards. Tri-City Prep is running the ball very well, but they're also passing the ball fairly well. That ball ends up being placed just on the front side of midfield, right at the 50. 7:17 to go, first half. Tri-City Prep 21, Soaplake, nothing. Handoff to number 32, managed to bust up the middle, and then he cuts it to the left and gets in the open field all the way down inside the 30-yard line. I don't even know who 32 is. 32, under running back. That was the second baby Cole, Jason Cole. Running the top yards. He gets 23 yards on that play. Gets all the way down to the 27. That was quick wheel running from Mr. Cole. That's nice to see. So the running game has been sharing the load amongst all the running backs this evening. Three wide receivers split wide to the right, and the handoff again is to Cole, and there's a huge hole. He gets down to the 20-yard line, and then he lowers his shoulder and just keeps pulling forward down to the 15. Tough running by Jason Cole. That's a 12-yard gain. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jason Cole Show. Two runs, 35 yards. That ball all the way down now at the 15-yard line, and boom, boom, first down. Jason Cole shoving the ball downfield. And he's in the backfield again, the lone back. Three wide receivers split wide to the right. And the handoff again is to Cole, and it's straight up the middle. And there's a big hole waiting for him, and he manages to push it just inside the 10-yard line. Yeah, the ball placed right at the 10, so a gain of 5 on that play. So 2nd and 5. Tri-City's prep marks 40 yards. All Dave Peterson's doing, he's handing the ball up to Jason Cole, and the line's blowing holes, and Jason Cole lowering his shoulder and just busting along. 1st, 2nd, and 5 from the Soap Lake 10. Yes, that's right, the 10. And the handoff again is to Cole, and this time he actually does get met behind the line of scrimmage. There's a tackle by number 55. The 55 was Nezer Ordichuk. So there was a loss of 1 on that play. So 3rd and 6 now from the Soap Lake 11. Cole, the lone running back, back with Dane Peterson, 3 wide receivers, split wide to the right. And the handoff again is to Cole, and he turns it to the right, and he gets met fairly early on, but he does manage to push it just inside the 10-yard line, tackled by number 55 again, Nazar Ordichuk. So Cole manages to get a couple, get that yard back that he lost, and then one more to boot, but now tries to prep spacing a 4th and 4. They're at the 9-yard line. They've got to get to the 5-yard line to get that first down. 4:45 to go, first half. All Tri-City's prep. Jaguars 21, Eagles 0. Now we have Dan Whitsitt wants to talk over, so he's going to call a timeout and will take a timeout. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Having trouble sleeping? Well, it may have a lot to do with your diet. Hi, I'm Pam Smith with a tip for living well. The classic pattern is this. It's 2:30 in the morning. You're suddenly awake, eyes wide open, heart racing, and unable to get back to sleep. If this sounds like you, take a good look at what you've been eating right before bed. Overeating or high-fat, high-sugar snacks after dinner can result in such an overload that your body will resist either getting to sleep or staying asleep. And don't forget the effects of caffeine. Its stimulant activity lingers for up to 7 hours. Wiser choices for nighttime snacks will make a big difference. For sweeter sleep, try a bowl of whole grain cereal with milk or yogurt. It's a bedtime prescription. For more sleep tips, visit me at my website at pamsmith.com. I'm Pam Smith.
This is KHSS.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field, where Tri-City's prep facing a 4th and 3 from the 11. They go for a field goal. Field goal by Odin Jones. Man, there was another 10 yards they found in that kick. That kick is good. 4:35 to go in the first half. That field goal drives the score now. Tri-City's prep 24, Soap Lake 0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms, clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's 488-2312.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Once again, the greatest call letters in the history of broadcast journalism. We're back live at Chihuahua Field here in Pasco. Tri-City's prep hosting Soap Lake. It's all Jaguars. 4:35 to go in the first half. Tri-City's prep 24. Soap Lake nothing. Hogan Jones field goal. Kickoff then is fielded at the 7 by number 80, and he manages to fumble the ball a little bit and finally manages to get a hold of it, and he takes those long legs, and he manages to lumber up to inside the 25-yard line, just past the 30, it appears. Tackled by the kicker, Hogan Jones.
and that ball is going to be placed right at the 30 of Silk Lake. So what a difference we make. Pretty much all Jaguars, no doubt, this first half. A lot different than the Mets game we were facing last week. Number 84 continues the quarterback. Nielsen in shotgun, looks right, looks left, finds nobody there. Then he ends up, decides to throw to the right, and that ball appears to be complete. Long game to number 80, Cameron Bessett. There's a flag on the play. If the play stands, that's going to be a 24-yard gain. They threw the flag before Bessett was able to bring it in, which is usually indicative of defensive pass interference, but they're conferring over there on the far sideline. And the referee is actually consulting with Captain Joseph Porch. So this might be offensive pass interference. And looking at the back judge, yeah, he's bringing that ball back. So here comes the white hat. He's going to tell us what's going on. Sure enough, offensive pass interference on Soap Lake. So the receiver didn't like the coverage. He shoved out the secondary and managed to make that catch, but they end up paying for it. So Soap Lake, instead of facing a first and 10 inside the Tri-City Express 50, they are now back all the way to their 15. So Soap Lake now facing a first down and 25 from their 15. Head coach Blankenship for Soap Lake started at quarterback number 12, Joe Cutshell, but now he has brought in the 6'3", 165-pound freshman, Peyton Nielsen, at quarterback, and Nielsen's under center. And we had movement on the line. Looks like the left guard moved. A dead ball, sure enough, that's a false start penalty against Silk Lake. So unfortunately, the Eagles are going to be pushing themselves farther back still. They started on their 30, and now they're pushed all the way back to their 10. So they're now facing a first down at 30 yards to go. They're on their 10. They need to get to the 40. 3:52 to go, first half. Right, to be prep 24. Soap Lake, nothing. Nielsen now at quarterback for Soap Lake. Peyton Nielsen. He's in shotgun, and he hands off to the short running back, who is actually Cutshell, who originally started for them at quarterback. And Cutshell managed to get up to the 13-yard line. And, you know, I was doubting my yard placement, but I see that the solid line is actually the penalty box for soccer, which is also played here at Chihuahua Field. Beautiful evening here in Pasco. Just under 70, slight breeze coming out of the south here. Nielsen under center, second and ways to go. Sweep. Oh my goodness. That was a sweep to Greg Lawrence, who just got tattooed behind the line of scrimmage by Joseph Porch and Kristen Barnett. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I am familiar with both those gentlemen from my job as teacher. Tri-City Express, you don't want to run into them. They are built solidly, and they both took Lawrence for a ride, a 2-yard loss on that play. Third down and 30. Now we have Cutshell at quarterback. Nope, take that back. That's Nielsen in shotgun with Cutshell as a running back behind him, and Nielsen fumbles, snap. He scrabbles for it. Looks like he finally managed to fall on it down at the 7-yard line. Nope, they're marking that. They're actually marking that at 6. So a fumble on the snap. Nielsen manages to recover it, but another loss of 4, and Soap Lake is up against it. They're facing a 4th and 34 from their 6-yard line. They're obviously going to have to punt. And their punter, it's looking to be Joe Cutshell, but I don't believe he's punching. He managed to get off a wobbly line drive, but Alex Montelongo reaches over his shoulder to grab at the 40. He fumbles it, bounces back to 45.
Now he's retrieved it. He's on his way up the right sideline, back inside the 40, inside the 35. Finally met at the 30 and dives forward. Tackled by the quarterback, Peyton Nielsen. So Montelongo, if recovering that from the 40, manages to get about an 8. Now check that. That's a 13-yard return. The ball is placed on the 27-yard line of Soap Lake. So Tri-City's prep deep in Soap Lake's territory to start this drive. 1:27 to go in the first half. All Jaguars. 24-0. Tri-City's prep over Soap Lake. Bennett Peterson still a quarterback. Empty backfield. Three wide receivers to the left. One to the right. Montelongo in motion. And the handoff is to Montelongo, who turns the corner at 25 and gets tripped up. And he falls forward to the 22. So a gain of 5 for Amon. Second and 5 now from the 22. 1:09 to go, first half. Clock ticking down. Not seeing a whole lot of hurry up on the part of the Jaguars. Interesting to see what they might want to do with this final possession. Under a minute to go. Single setback. Two wide receivers split to either side. The handoff is to the setback. And I'd love to tell you right away who it is, but Dan Winston's been rotating running back in and out this game. That particular run was by Jason Cole. And he gained 3 on the play. Got down to the 19. So third down and a long 2. And now we're hurrying up. About 30 seconds to go. Single setback again is Cole. And Peterson back to pass, and he completes the pass to Jake Romano. He gets in at the feet and not brought down. He continues to fight, brings it down to the 11-yard line. Tackled by number 80, Cameron Beffitt. All plays 11. That's good for 8 yards. And the Tri-City's prep first down. 16 seconds to go now. They stop the clock to move the chains. Now they want the clock moving. Peterson takes the snap. He wants to throw again, and now he's going to touch it down and run. Inside the 10, inside the 5, and he's going to scramble in for the touchdown. Dave Peterson with an 11-yard run. And drives it into the end zone once again. So as the first half is about to expire, we have just over, 5 seconds left. Tri-City's prep has opened this to a 30-0 lead. Hogan Jones to attempt a point after touchdown. We'll let the crowd serenade you for a moment while we wait for the snap. And here's the snap. And the kick is up. And it's good. With 5 seconds to go in the first half, Tri-City's prep 31. Soap Lake 0, you are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's Fleet Side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Tijuana Field, where Tri-City's prep is just driven it in again. The Hogan Jones kickoff is a wide drive that is over the shoulder caught by number 80 once again, and he retreats back to the 3-yard line, then cuts it upfield and gets to the 10-yard line. Boy, he's finally brought down by Josh Von Miller. And that is the last play of the first half. So at halftime, your score, Tri-City's prep 31, Soap Lake nothing. We'll be back at halftime with scoring summaries, some unofficial statistics, and more. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
One of the unfortunate characteristics of life in the modern world is the high level of anxiety that so many people experience today.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
Most of us have moments when we endure emotional discomfort of one kind or another. For many people, however, gripping fears and uneasiness are everyday companions. This anxiety may manifest itself as dizziness, headaches, nausea, stomach cramps, an inability to concentrate, and persistent conflict with others. For those who find themselves in this situation, let me offer a couple of common sense suggestions that may help. First, we must take care of the physical body. We need to get adequate amounts of sleep and take time for exercise and relaxing activities because there is a connection between mind and body. Second, we should dig for insight. It's widely believed now that general anxiety, such as agoraphobia or other specific fears, are the byproducts of powerful feelings that have been repressed, and we must learn to deal with them. If we're bitter over a wrong, we must find a way to forgive. If we're afraid of our own anger or lust or greed, we must come to terms with our imperfection. Only when we've begun to clean up the powerful emotions that we've stored away in the toxic dump of our minds will we rid ourselves of their seepage into our daily lives.
Hear more at MyFamilyTalk.com. MyFamilyTalk.com.
The sun is rising, it's a brand new day. The birds are chirping, and I'm on my way. But my morning won't be complete until I stop and get something to eat. Pancakes to go. Pancakes to go.
Pancakes to Go. We serve up hot, delicious pancake breakfast, just like the ones you used to enjoy at Grandma's house. Only now you can enjoy them on the go. Grandma would be proud.
Certain restrictions apply. Quality may vary based on restaurant location and proximity to airborne industrial waste. Pancakes to Go patented phenyl cortisone delivery system may contribute to genetic mutation resulting in nervous tics or gangrene. Pancakes to Go cannot be held liable for uncontrolled vomiting, seizures, internal bleeding, bleeding from the pupils, ears, or nasal passages, gout, lumbago, leprosy, hives, shingles, kidney stones, gallstones, impotence, mad cow disease, rickets, scurvy, or black lung. Spinal fluid analysis reports are available at any Pancakes to Go restaurant on request.
Pancakes to Go. It's like coming home.
Pancakes to Go!
The term home may or may not pertain to an actual resident or physical structure.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Chihuahua Field here in Pasco. Tri-Cities Prep at home after three games on the road. And boy, is it good to be home. At halftime, Tri-Cities Prep 31, Soap Lake 0. As preliminary individual statistics, which I'd like to share with you, and then in a little bit later, we'll give a scoring summary and talk about overall team statistics and what could be different. Although, to be perfectly honest, Tri-Cities Prep is playing a pretty sound. No, never mind that. They're not playing a pretty sound game. They're playing a very sound game this evening. Tri-Cities Prep offense primarily been found around rushing, and they have been liberal in sharing the ball. Dane Peterson has only two rushes. Normally, he's Prep's leading rusher. He only has 14 yards, but he does have one touchdown. Michael Forbes has rushed four times for 24 yards. Jason Cole, our second baby Cole, has rushed six times for 41 yards. It's good to see him getting those yards. Rama Rudolph, not been rushing a whole heck of a lot, but boy, has he made it count. He's had four rushes already for 107 yards and two touchdowns. The passing game, not looking too bad. Whereas Dane Peterson, after 2 weeks, I believe was 3 for 24. This evening, he's 5-for-8. 2 incompletions. There is the 1 interception. And the passing game has accounted at this point for at least 50 yards. So the Tri-Cities Prep offense running much more smoothly than we had seen at any point this season. They were incapable of getting out of first gear against Tepner. They had pickups against Stanfield. They were just, I don't want to say disastrous. They had a lot of trouble at Matson last week. This week, at home, under these bright lights in Tijuana, just about everything working perfectly. We will be back after this break. We're going to provide a scoring summary as well as overall team statistics with regards to yardage for both Soap Lake and Tri-Cities Prep. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Tijuana Field here in Pasco. It's halftime. Tri-Cities Prep has been dominating the Soap Lake Eagles. Have some preliminary team statistics. Total offense for Tri-Cities Prep here in the first half is 266 yards. In looking at Soap Lake, it appears that their total offense... No, I take that back. That's minus 3. That can't be right. That actually was gain. So pardon me while I talk and compute at the same time. Total offense for Soap Lake at this point, 20 yards. So 266 to 20 in terms of yards gained. What a difference a week makes. What a difference perhaps being on the road for 3 weeks and being at home makes. Last week at this time, in Mapton, at halftime, Mapton had gone into the locker room with an 18-14 lead over Tri-Cities Prep. Tri-Cities Prep offense had scored 1 touchdown. That touchdown came on their opening drive. They marched quickly, 53 yards within the space of 3 minutes, and scored on Mapton right away, and it would seem that everything was going to go Tri-Cities Prep's way. And then the wheels came off the offense. There were 2 interceptions. There were 2 fumbles. There were numerous false start penalties. There were a handful of personal foul penalties, issues after the tackle. There were delay of game penalties. It was, frankly, in terms of offensive execution, one of the poorest games I've seen Prep play. And it's harsh to say that, but based on my observation, the offense simply did not have things together. If it had not been for an electrifying 95-yard touchdown return by Robert Rudolph, that game would have been 18-7 at halftime. Fortunately, Tri-City's Prep defense did manage to hold Mapton scoreless for the remainder of that game, and as you know, they did manage to prevail 21-18, but it was hardly a poster child for solid football. Tonight, that is an entirely different story. Tri-City's Prep has had the ball 7 possessions, and they have scored on 6 of them. Completely different than what we were seeing last week. The offense has done well in terms of rushing. The offensive line has been blowing holes open for numerous different running backs to exploit. The passing game is even clicking. Dean Peterson, despite having a damaged ligament in his non-throwing shoulder, is throwing pretty solid balls to his receivers. He really only made 1 mistake, and that he overthrew Bennett Peterson on the 3rd drive of the game, and it ended up being intercepted in the end zone. But for the most part, the passing game's been sharp. The running game's been sharp. The Lions are controlling the line of scrimmage, both on offense and on defense. When you're outgaining your opponent 226-24, you know the battle in the trenches is being won. So I would think Coach Whitson would be quite a bit happier with the performance that his team has shown us on the field here at home at Tijuana than what we saw on the road at Mapton. what we saw on the road at Hefner, and even to some extent at Stanfield, the second game of the season, while that did go well, there were numerous errors. There's been exactly one penalty against Tri-Cities Prep in this game, whereas at Matson there had been at least seven calls at this point. We're going to take another break. We're at halftime here at Chihuahua Field, where Tri-Cities Prep leads the Soap Lake Eagles 31-0. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Kennewick St. Joseph's Catholic School has been preparing leaders for the church and the world for more than 50 years. All successful school systems require parent involvement. And with over 10,000 hours of volunteer service to the school, St. Joseph's parent community sets the standard. St. Joseph's has a superb children's center and Montessori preschool programs. Is there anything more important than your child's education? St. Joseph's Catholic School, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
Don't get steamed. Do it to your vegetables instead and eat your way to health and energy. Hi, I'm Pam Smith with a tip for living well. Stop boiling your veggies to a limp and soggy mess. You'll get more flavor and nutrition through steam cooking. Purchase a steaming basket and place the vegetables in the basket above a small amount of water. Keep the water 1/4 of an inch below the steamer. Cover and bring the water to a boil and continue to boil on medium heat until your vegetables are crisp tender. Placing a garlic clove or a sliced onion in the steaming water will help flavor your veggies without fat or calories. Try steam cooking. It's a great alternative for health and taste. And for more Living Well cooking tips, visit my website at pamsmith.com. I'm Pam Smith.
For more of Pam's tips and recipes for delicious wellness, visit her website at pamsmith.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field live here in Pasco, where Tri-Cities Prep is home, hosting the Soap Lake Eagles. They are leading the Eagles 31-0. Scoring summary, the opening drive of the game, Tri-Cities Prep started on their 48-yard line and methodically marched 52 yards, and capped it with a 15-yard TD run by Ron Rudolph, with a point after touchdown by Hogan Jones being good. They stopped Soap Lake on a 3-and-out. It took over the ball again on their 35-yard line and once again marched 65 yards, capped with an 8-yard run and a 2-yard run by Michael Forbes. And the point after touchdown by Hogan Jones was good, so that led to the 14-0 Tri-Cities Prep lead. Their next possession, they started on the 48, managed to drive 19 yards, but unfortunately Dane Peterson overthrew his receiver and it was intercepted at the end zone. That led to the first quarter score of 14-0. Second quarter, Tri-Cities Prep had the ball and had already marched 11 yards prior and then proceeded another 56 yards to get into the end zone on a Rama Rudolph 5-yard run. And once again, the Hogan Jones point after touchdown was good despite having a high snap by his center on that play. Next possession, Tri-Cities Prep started on the 50 and on consecutive runs by Jason Cole, managed to get all the way down to the 9-yard line before finally getting stopped on a fourth down setting. And Hogan Jones came on and kicked a 32-yard field goal that had another 10 yards to leg even beyond that. And for their final possession, Tri-Cities Prep started deep in Soap Lake territory on the 27-yard line of Soap Lake. And after four rushes, 5-yard run by Alex Montelongo, a 5-yard run by Jason Cole, and an 8-yard run by Jason Cole. Finally, Dane Peterson took matters in his own hands, an 11-yard TD run. And once again, the point after touchdown by Hogan Jones is good, which leaves us 31-0 Tri-Cities Prep. All Jaguars. If you missed what we were saying earlier during halftime, Tri-Cities Prep has outgained Soap Lake 266 to under 30 yards. I would have to think Dan Winston, pacing the sidelines right now, while his team huddles up, is quite happy with what he has seen from his team's performance this week. Much, much better than anything we've seen thus far. We're going to take another break, and then ought to be back with a second half kickoff. You are listening. Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere.
Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field in Pasco, live as the halftime clock begins to tick down. We'll have the second half kickoff here shortly. It has been all Tri-Cities prep this evening. The Jaguars came home, and they are showing their crowd how to have a good time under the Friday night lights. 31-0, Tri-Cities Prep. After having watched that Madison game last week, it's literally a tale of two different teams. Last week's team was making more mistakes than really I've ever seen a Dan Wisa coach team make. In fact, I was speaking to one of the parents after the game last week, and he said something to the effect of, I had seen more efficient, careful play with youth league teams than what we saw last week. It was mistakes galore. Turnovers, penalties, and the dumb sort of penalty. False start penalty. Repeated. This evening, we're not seeing any of that. Tri-Cities Prep has had one penalty called on them, and that was a special teams penalty on a... No, it wasn't a special teams penalty. I take it back. It was a penalty on an interception run back by Soap Lake. The prep line has been flawless in terms of paying attention to snap count, in terms of owning the line of scrimmage. Anytime Soap Lake has attempted any sort of interior run, they're lucky to get 2 or 3 yards. Tri-Cities Prep, I don't have an average, but I'd be willing to bet that the average for interior line run is at a minimum 5 yards. And on a number of marches, it has been closer to 7. So it'll be interesting to see how long Coach Winfield, if things persist in the second half as they did in the first half, how long he keeps his varsity in. Because with a 31-0 lead just coming out of the locker room for halftime, we'd have to think that we're probably going to start seeing some JV snaps coming in here pretty soon. Of course, we have special teams out there right now as Hogan Jones puts the ball on the tee to prepare to kick off in the second half. Soap Lake has number 80, Cameron Bessett. Yeah, that looks to be number 6, Jaden Decker. I took that back. That's 25, Greg Lawrence, future receiver for the Eagles. And Jones approaches the ball, and he kicks it up deep once again to start the second half. And the ball is recovered at about the 12-yard line. That is, in fact, number 7. And he turns to the right and manages to get in outside the 25-yard line before he's finally stopped by a group of prep special teams players led by number 50, Joseph Smet. And the ball ends up getting placed. That looks like that ball is going to be on the 29-yard line of Soap Lake for them to start the second half. So Soap Lake, having had a very difficult time offensively, they gained only one first down throughout the first half. They changed their quarterback in midstream, and it looks like they changed their quarterback again. Their quarterback appears to be number 7. And it is number 7, and he hands off to the short man, who was number 25, Greg Lawrence. And there's no gain on the play. Once again, Tri-Cities Prep defensive line holding steady. The quarterback now for Soap Lake is number 7, Austin Herrera, the 5'8", 150 freshman. Tried 3 different people at quarterback, and now it may be the original quarterback, number 12, Joe Cutshell, in shotgun, and it is. It is Cutshell. He wants to pass, and Kent is facing all sorts of pressure, and he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. He ends up being brought down behind the 25-yard line. I want to say that was Joseph Porch. And he was. Yeah, that was a 6-yard sack by Mr. Porch. So, Soap Lake coach, I don't know if he's playing rotating quarterbacks or if he has different quarterbacks for a different situation, but we've had three different kids take snaps. We've had Cutshell, we've had Herrera, we've had Nielsen, and now it's Cutshell in shotgun formation again. The 3rd and 14, he takes the snap and he wants to throw, and he does, and he hits his receiver, number 80, at the 41-yard line here in the numbers, and it bounces in and out of his hand. Dean Peterson knows how Mr. Cutshell is feeling. Cutshell threw a nice ball. It was low. His receiver went down on his knee, number 80. Cameron Bessett to get it. Cutshell hit him in the numbers, and it bounced him out. That is something prep. That's something Dean Peterson saw as quarterback a great deal the first 2 weeks. Soap Lake in punt formation. And the punt gets taken off and bounces at the 45-yard line of Soap Lake, and it takes him significant eagle bounce and actually rolls all the way down to the 45-yard line of Tri-Cities Prep. So, despite the fact it was something of a short punt, you got some pretty good yardage out of it. Tri-Cities Prep will be in business at their 45-yard line. And once again, the offensive woes continue for Soap Lake, or defense dominance for Tri-Cities Prep. Might be another way to do it. Net yardage for Soap Lake thus far, early in the second half, minus 6 yards. 10:19 to go in the third quarter. Tri-Cities Prep 31, Soap Lake nothing. It's been all Jaguars. Now Tri-Cities Prep has its first possession of the second half on their 45-yard line. Three wide receivers split wide left. The handoff is to lone run back Rudolph, who started up the middle and turned left right into the hands of number 55. That was Nazar Ordichuk. So there will be a loss of 3 on the play. It was one of the few times this evening where the Soap Lake defensive line managed to get into the prep backfield. Throughout the first half, the prep offensive line dictated play. They were fully in control. So 3rd and 13 now from the Tri-Cities Prep 42-yard line. Two wide receivers split to either side. Single setback is Rama Rudolph. Peterson in shotgun. Peterson's been in all game. And there was a whistle just before the play went. Soap Lake was starting to crowd the line of scrimmage, but there is one of those offensive penalties we saw last week. That was delay of game against Tri-Cities Prep. So, for the first time this evening, the Tri-Cities Prep offense is in reverse. We started on the 45. We are now on the 37. So third and about 18. Two wide receivers split out his side. Single setback in Ronald Rudolph. Shotgun formation. Peterson wants to throw, and he does. And he throws to Hogan Jones. He's past the 42. And they can't quite get past the cornerback number 40. Jared Bessett. If he'd been able to do that, he could have perhaps taken it a bit farther. 5-yard gain, nevertheless. The ball now brought up to the 42-yard line. So, 2nd and 18 becomes 3rd and 13. That's the most challenging down the Tri-Cities Prep offensive space all evening. Empty backfield. 3 wide receivers split to the left, 2 to the right. Now Rudolph is in motion. Shotgun snap, and it's a quarterback keeper. Peterson busting it past midfield, and he managed to get past midfield. He's going to be short of the first down. He brings the ball down to the 48 of Soap Lake. That's a 10-yard gain, tackled by Jared Bessett. Check that. They brought it down to 47. So an 11-yard gain for Peterson. 4th down and 2, a long 2. Ball's in between the 47 and 48-yard line. Tri-Cities Prep needs to get to the Soap Lake 45. We're in offensive formation. Two wide, two, two running backs to either side of Peterson. Shotgun snaps the handoff to Rudolph, and he manages to turn the corner, and he may well be on the way. No, he's finally met in the secondary. He gets past the 40 inside the 35, down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line, where he's finally brought down by Greg Lawrence. So tough, explosive road running once again by Rama Rudolph. That's the second fourth down conversion for the Jaguars. Both times it's been handoff to Rudolph, and where we need something along the lines of 3 yards, we get somewhere north of 12. There was a gain of 14 on that play for Rudolph. So first down Jaguars now on the Soap Lake 33-yard line. Two running backs back with Peterson, and the handoff is to Rudolph, who runs to the right, and he manages to turn the corner. He's inside the 45, down past 30, down past 25, inside the 20, finally knocked out of bounds, right about the 15-yard line by Austin Herrera. Rama Rudolph having his way right now when it comes to running. If he's able to turn the corner, he's able to get away. These last runs, both times the defensive lineman has managed to get his hands around Rama's feet behind the line of scrimmage, and Rama manages to dance away, and then he turns that corner. Even though Rama's 5'4", he has some wheels on him. Once he gets moving, it's hard to stop him. First and 10 Jaguars from the Soap Lake 15. Peterson wants to throw, and he throws a screen to Alex Mapalongo, and it's too high. Alex has some hops, but he doesn't have that many hops. He wasn't able quite to gather in that screen pass for Peterson. So, an incompletion. Second and 10. 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Tri-City Prep leading the Soap Lake Eagles here at Tijuana. 31-0. The crowd serenades you come up to get an idea of what the home sounds like. Second and 10. From the Soap Lake 15. Two running backs to either side of Peterson. And it's a late handoff that looks to Michael Forbes. He manages to bust past the line of scrimmage, and they're not bringing him down. He's on the 7-yard line, and he drives the secondary into the end zone for a touchdown. Forbes running hard today. Both Forbes and Rudolph, there have been numerous instances where people have met them, and they've lowered their shoulders and just kept bowling along. 18-yard touchdown run by Michael Forbes there. Nicely done. Tri-City Prep going once again for the kick. Hogan Jones on to attempt the PAT. There's the snap. The kick is up. And it's good. With 7:17 to go in the third quarter, your score, Tri-City Prep 38, Soap Lake 0. You are listening. Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KSSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
Green energy is all the rage these days. For more than 60 years, though, AmeriGas has been providing the most powerful form of green energy to America's homes, businesses, and farms. Clean-burning propane. Propane conversion kits allow today's cars, buses, and taxis to have 70% less emissions than those powered by gasoline or diesel. Get propane for your home or business. Call the experts at AmeriGas. In Moses Lake and Othello, call George Guajardo at 488-2312. That's
488-2312. This is KHSS.
Walla Walla. And we're back live at Tijuana Field here in Pasco. Tri-City Prep is hosting the Soap Lake Eagles, and it's all Jaguars. 7:17 to go in the third quarter. Tri-City Prep 38, Soap Lake nothing, and Hogan Jones kicks off. Is deep to the 5-yard line where it is recovered by number 80, and he brings it out, the tall receiver. He's at the 25-yard line, and that receiver lowers his shoulder and pulls forward for another 4 yards. Gets the ball past the 32-yard line. That was Cameron Bethan, once again for Soap Lake. Long, lanky wide receiver, long legs. Makes the makes the tackler pay. He manages to bring the ball up to the 30-yard line of Soap Lake, where once again they're going to be in business. But second half looking very much like the first half of both teams. Tri-City scoring on their first possession. Soap Lake not able to do anything on offense on their first possession. This is their second. We'll see what they do. And once again, they've changed quarterback. They have Austin Herrera quarterback. And, no, I checked that. That is Cutshell. He ends up doing quarterback keeper. And he manages to turn the corner, but then he gets tripped up after a five-yard gain by Joseph Porch. The five-yard Eagle game is one of their better games of the evening. Cutshell putting his legs to work. Three different quarterbacks for Soap Lake this evening. We had number 7, Austin Herrera. Joe Cutshell was starting quarterback. And Peyton Nielsen, the freshman, has also spent time under center. This looks to be Cutshell. It is Cutshell, and it's a shovel back pass to number 25, Lawrence, but he's met in the backfield by, I think that's Jason Cole. Yes, it is. It's Jason Cole. Boy, he's pretty excited, let me tell you. That ball brought all the way back to the 35-yard line. Soap Lake, driven back to the original line of scrimmage. It would have been called a shovel pass, except it went backwards, so technically it was a toss. A nice design play, but Cole stayed right home and made him pay. So 3rd and 10, Soap Lake from their 30. Tri-City's prep defense not letting the Eagles get out of first gear. Cutshell in shotgun, and he's looking to throw. He's looking to the left, and he does. And he manages to hit his receiver, who bobbles the ball but hangs on to it. And it was over the middle. That crossing route has been open this evening, and they finally made it work. So the pass is complete to Cameron Fessett. It's an 18-yard gain. That's Soap Lake's second first down by offense of the evening. First down, Eagles, at their 48-yard line. They're trying to get simply into Tri-City's prep territory at this point. Cutshell under center. I take that back. And he wants to throw, but then he has the option, and he makes the sweep to Lawrence as he turns to the right, and Lawrence crosses past midfield, gets down to the 47, before he's brought down by Josh Bonmiller. Check that. He got down to the 46. Then a 6-yard gain. Lawrence showing some wheels there. Hadn't seen Lawrence's speed prior to that. He turned that corner and turned on the jet. 2nd and 4 Eagles from the Tri-City Prep 46-yard line. Cutshell under center. He looks to run the option. He cuts it up. He cuts it up inside the line, and he manages to get all the way down to the 40-yard line before brought down by Joseph Porch and Rama Rudolph. Check that. Brought down to the 41. That's a 5-yard gain, but regardless, it's still good for a Soap Lake first down. So Soap Lake, their offense finally out of first gear. This is the first sustained drive that they've had all evening. They started on their 30. They are now on the Tri-City Prep 41-yard line. First down, Soap Lake. 4:34 to go in the third quarter. All Tri-City Prep, 38-0 over the Eagles. Cutshell under center, and he tosses it back to Lawrence, who's trying to run right, turn the corner, but he ends up just getting nailed down the line of scrimmage. Tri-City's prep defensive line read that all the way and was not allowing Lawrence to turn the corner. He ends up being brought down for a 3-yard loss by Jacob Amato, the sophomore defensive back. So nicely read once again by the Tri-City's prep defense. This will be, with that 3-yard loss, that's 2nd and 13 for Soap Lake now for the Tri-City's prep 44-yard line. Once again, Cutshell at quarterback. It's shotgun formation. They run tight receiver formations. Their receivers do not go far from the line of scrimmage. Cutshell wants to throw, and he does. He throws to the right to number 80 with Hogan Jones in coverage. The ball was underthrown. Jones put on the brakes and actually managed to break up the pass. Number 80, that's Cameron Besta, was kind of able to put his hand on the ball, but there was not much chance of getting it between it being underthrown and Jones reading the play clearly. There was really no hope for that particular pass. So 3rd and 13, Soap Lake. Once again, ball is tried to prep 44-yard line. Cutshell in the shotgun. One setback next to him. gut shell backs up, he wants to throw, and he does. He throws left, and he had his man, number 84, that was Peyton Nielsen, with Bennett Peterson on the coverage, but Gutschell overthrew it. And what you had there was an interesting combination. You had Dennis Peterson, who's 6'3", I believe, and Nielsen is 6'4". If that ball was thrown right, it's quite possible Nielsen could have come down with that. So fourth down now for Soap Lake, and once again they stalled after finally managing to pick up two first downs against the Prep defense. The defense is really specific again. And the Eagles are going for it. They are not in punt formation. We have Cutshell in shotgun with Herrera next to him in as the running back. Cutshell again wants to throw. He looks left, then he throws right, and he throws. He has Curtis Stevens down there. The ball is set, and then it's intercepted by, I want to say this is Michael Ford. No, that's Alex Montalongo. That ball was intercepted by, that ball was tipped and intercepted by Alex Montalongo. The ball was intercepted about the 25-yard line, and Montalongo brings it back to the 41. And once again, the Jaguars are in business. 3:24 to go third quarter. All Jaguars. 38-0 over Soap Lake. The Eagles were finally able to get out of first gear in terms of their offense, and then they turned the ball over with a tipped interception by Alex Montalongo. First down Jaguars on their 41-yard line. Dane Peterson still in a quarterback. Two running backs next to him. He hands it off to Rudolph, who wants to cut inside the line, and he does. He's a 45-50. He may go all the way. 35-40. 45-20. He's gone. Oh, Rudolph. 59 yards. He turned inside the line and got to the red line, and he was off to the races. Touchdown, Jaguars. Man, it is fun watching run a Rudolph run. The 5'4 senior does not have long legs, but boy, can he make them turn quickly. Hogan Jones for the point after touchdown. Here's the snap. And the kick is up. And good. With 3:12 to go in the third quarter. All Jaguars. Tri-City 45, Soap Lake, nothing. You are listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The greatest call letters in broadcast history, and we're back live at Tijuana Field. 3:12 to go in the third quarter. All Tri-Cities prep. 45-0 over Soap Lake. The Eagles have not been able to get out of first gear in terms of offense in front of this prep defense. The Jones kickoff is deep. Recovered once again by number 80, about the 5. That's it. He gets past 20, turns it up to 25, and he gets deep into prep special teams. He turns it up past the 35, to the 37 before he's brought down by Jason Cole. So the Eagles have, generally speaking, had fair field position when they're not dealing with touchbacks. But they simply have not been able to get anything on track against the Tri-City prep defense. The defensive line has been owning the line of scrimmage, and the secondary has been giving up nothing in terms of pass plays. We have number 12, Cutshell at quarterback, and he wants to run the option, and the ball ends up getting fumbled on the toss. It bounced off a Tri-Cities Prep defender, but ended up getting recovered by Soap Lake at the 35-yard line. So a loss of two on the fumbled exchange. The Eagles are lucky on that play that the defensive lineman was slightly more alert, because he could have picked that ball out of the air and had a pick six. Tri-Cities Prep still appears to have their varsity defense in. This may be changing here with 1:47 to go in the third quarter. Cutshell under center. And he takes the handoff, runs the option sweep again to Lawrence. He gets the ball to Lawrence, and Lawrence manages to turn the corner before he's met with authority at the 35-yard line. Tackled by Jacob Amato. Jacob Amato, 6'2", 160 sophomore. It's hard. There's been three tackles this evening where you see the ball carrier go down very abruptly. So Amato definitely doing his job from defensive end tonight. No gain on that play due to the Amato hit. So 3rd and 12, Soap Lake. Looks to be it. Cutshell under center. And he rolls to the right, and he wants to throw, and he does. He throws short to Lawrence. That ball is complete. Tackled by Ronald Rudolph. 3-yard gain on the play. So Soap Lake now facing a 4th and 1. Probably the clearest tail of the game up to this point. Total offense for the Jaguars, 379 yards. Total offense for Soap Lake, 51. They are facing a 4th and 9 from their 38-yard line, and they look to be in punt formation with less than 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sam Hochstetter, the 5'9", 150 lineman, sophomore lineman, is out to punt. And he gets off a nice arcing punt that is fumbled by Montalongo at the 32. And I'll tell you what, Amon didn't do the greatest job of fielding that play, but he had a real heads-up play in protecting the ball, because Cameron Bessett was right on top of him. Amon shoved Besson out of the way and fell on the fumble at the 36. The Tri-Cities Prep will be in business. Starts the fourth quarter, as after three quarters, it's all prep. 45-0 over Soap Lake. You are listening to Tri-Cities Prep Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hard to believe, but winter is on the way. So now is a great time to have a seasonal efficiency check on your heating, plumbing, or electrical system. Call Campbell & Company, your Lennox partner today, for a diagnostic on any one of these systems for just $20. Regularly $79, you save $59 for a limited time. Prevent costly system outages. Call today for your home diagnostic appointment. Trust Campbell & Company, your Lennox home comfort partner.
So what can you find at a Catholic Supply Company? A lot. School uniforms, books, gifts, cards, artwork, school curricula for parochial schools and homeschools, vestments, liturgical books, missals, and people who dearly love the Catholic faith. With their buying power, Blessed on First Catholic Supply Company will be able to save parishes and Catholic schools some money, and individual parishioners as well. Come see us at Blessed on First, 120 West 1st Avenue, Kennewick.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field here in Pasco. Tri-Cities Prep is at home. About to begin the fourth quarter against the Soap Lake Eagles. Tri-Cities Prep in the home blue with the gold helmet. Against visiting Soap Lake with their blue trousers and white jerseys, looking like the Air Force Falcons. Division I football, Tri-Cities Prep moving from right to left as we begin this fourth quarter, and it has been all prep. 45-0 over the Eagles. And we have some JV crew coming in for the Jaguars to start the fourth quarter, and we're having issues making sure we have enough men on the field. Peterson at quarterback. No, I take that back. That's Gavin Baker, not quarterback, on shotgun. And the shotgun snap is fumbled, and Baker manages to actually get it back in, and now he's fighting to get ahead. That ball started on the 36-yard line. Baker fumbled the ball at about the 27. He managed to fight back to the 32. Tackled by number 55, Nazar Ortichuk. So a loss of four on the fumbled exchange. Then we'll see what the we'll see what the Tri-City Threat JV offense can do. So once again, we have Gavin Baker at quarterback in shotgun, and he hands off to, I want to say that was number 31. And you'll have to bear with me because I have to actually go to my prep roster and see who is doing what here. The running back there was Dante Sauceda. He managed, unfortunately, was met behind the line of scrimmage. There's a loss of one on the play. So third down and 14. Tackled by Francisco Flores for the Eagles. Ball's on the 31. Third down and 14. This is one of the... It's only been the second time this evening Tri-City Prep offense has been thrown in reverse. But this is JV we have out there. We have a spread formation, three wide receivers to the right, two to the left, and the shotgun snap is to Baker, who keeps it and busts straight up the middle. And he got tackled a little bit high. It looks like he's all right. They're not going to call anything on that play. Gain of two. So... fourth down at 12, and we're in punt formation, and we have Hogan Jones out to punt. Again, with it perhaps giving some rest to Dane Peterson, who has that ligament strain in his non-throwing shoulder. So Jones gets off an end-over-end punt that bounces at the Soap Lake 37, and then inside the 35, and then bounces out of bounds. The ball will be placed somewhere around the 34 or 35 yard line. So Soap Lake will be in business with less than 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball's going to be placed on their 35 yard line. And in looking at the numbers, it looks like Tri-City Express is also going with some JV players on defense. So, game in hand, 9:26 to go in the fourth quarter, all prep, 45-0. JV players out there for Tri-City Prep. We'll see if Soap Lake keeps their varsity out just to give them some snaps. We still have Cutshell under center at quarterback with two running backs. He tosses it back to Lawrence, who then reverses it to number 80, Bessett, and he has managed to turn the corner, and he may well go all the way. He's the 50 to the 40, trying to be tackled by Baker. He's finally tackled with authority, just short of the 21. Checked at the 30-yard line. I want to say that was Dante Sauceda with a tackle. I take that back. It was Sauceda with a tackle. So Bessett, with the double reverse, they run it around the left, and they get a significant gain. They get all the way down to the Tri-City Prep 31-yard line. That was 38-yard gain. Cutshell now in shotgun formation. He takes the snap and he wants to throw, and he does. He throws to the left, and he's got a man that laid full out for it, but just wasn't quite able to drag it in. That was a great pass. I want to say that's Jacob Amato with the coverage, but that kid is not tall enough, and I cannot quite read his number. It might be Will Couturi, the sophomore. In fact, I believe it was. That was Will Couturi with the coverage. So an incomplete pass, second and 10 Soap Lake, 7:46 to go in the game, all prep, 45-0. Cutshell, a quarterback, he keeps it. He runs to the right and sweeps to the left, and he manages to ramble down inside the 25-yard line before he's brought down by Gavin Baker. And... that ball gets placed down at the 22. That was a 9-yard gain. Third down and one for the Eagles. They're having some success against the Tri-City Express JV defensive players. The touchdown now under center with third and one. And he's going to quarterback keep it, bust it straight up the middle, and he manages to get about 3 yards before he's finally met by linebackers that shut off to the left and finally brought down inside the 20-yard line all the way down to the 16. So actually a 6-yard gain for Cutshell results in a Soap Lake first down now at the Tri-Cities Prep 16-yard line. 6:40 to go at the game. So Soap Lake driving. They started this particular drive on their 33-yard line, and they fairly quickly managed to penetrate down to Jaguar 16-yard line. Cut Shell still the quarterback for Soap Lake under center. Two wide receivers to the right. Now one receiver is in motion behind Cutshell, and Cutshell tosses it back to Lawrence, who fakes the double reverse and tries to turn the corner, but Dante Salceda was not having any. He met Lawrence at the 17-yard line, dragged him down at the 15. That was just a one-yard gain. Dan Whitsitt has to be pleased with that because he's preached all week about the need to stay home and tend your sheep. Don't lose any of your sheep. And it appears that Salceda did just that. That was a designed play to make it look like a double reverse to fake out the secondary in particular. And Salceda did not fight. He stayed at home and brought his man down. So second and nine from the 15 for Soap Lake. Cutshell in shotgun wants to throw, and he throws over the middle, and that ball bounces off number 84, and is intercepted in the end zone. I want to say that's Alex Montalongo again. And it is. Alex Montalongo, with his second interception of the game, catches the tip pass in the end zone, and he brings it all the way back out to the 19-yard line. So even against JV, the Soap Lake offense cannot quite get... They got out of first gear. They got well into third gear, but they're unable to get into overdrive, so to speak, and they end up turning the ball over. In fairness to Cutshell, the Soap Lake quarterback threw a nice ball, and that ball bounced off his receiver's numbers and right into Amon's hand. I cannot imagine how frustrated he might be because he's suffering from the same malady that Dane Peterson was subjected to the first 3 weeks. He hits people in the numbers and it bounces off. Not happening for Prep tonight, but it's happening for Soap Lake. Gavin Baker in shotgun, three wide receivers split wide left, but instead he hands off to number 32, Jason Cole, who received the unfortunate end of a jersey tackle. I'm sorry to laugh. The defender, I want to say it was number 64, had old Cole's jersey, and he was not letting go. And Cole dragged him 3 yards one way and 3 yards the other before someone finally came to help. And there was a 3 yard loss on the point. But Cole was dragging, who was this? He was number 64. San Francisco Flores. Cole was dragging him around like a rag doll until the Eagles finally came to provide some help. Baker in shotgun, three wide receivers split wide to the right, single setback. Something on a fumble snap, and boy, the Eagles rushed the line, and they were all over Baker from the start of that play. There's going to be a five-yard loss all the way back to the 11. 3:26 to go in the game. Tri-Cities Prep 45. Soap Lake, nothing. I do wish sometimes I could somehow transmit videotape occasionally over the radio. I wish you could have seen Jason Cole dragging that defender from... must have dragged it 6 yards. Or finally, somehow, the other Soap Lake defenders came to help. Gavin Baker in shotgun. Three wide receivers to the right. We're facing a 3rd and 13, and Baker's sweeping it to the right. The quarterback deeper, and he gets past the 10. He puts his arm out to try and stiff arm the defenders to get in his way. Brought down by number 55, Nazar Hardenchuk. He managed to get to the 14 for a gain of about 3 off the play. But unfortunately, Tri-City's Prep again facing a 4th and 15. So once again, we're going to see a punt. And this would be, yep, that's Hogan Jones again in punt formation. Dan Whitsitt giving Dane Peterson the rest of the night off. As Dane actually strained his ligament punting last week against Mept. 2:15 to go in the game. Nice snap to Jones. He has the punt partially blocked. Oh my goodness gracious. Then the ball was handled by a number of Soap Lake ball receivers, and I believe that is going to result in a fumble that's going to be recovered by number 80, Jacob Amato. So, but the ball did not go, well, they're saying it's Soap Lake ball. Now, I am not sure, to be perfectly honest, if this is due to the fact that it didn't get past fourth down yardage, or because the punt was blocked, the notion of first touch didn't come into play, I'm not sure. But regardless, it's going to be Soap Lake ball with 1:26 to go in the game at the 23-yard line of Tri-City Prep. All prep, 45-0 over Soap Lake. We still have Cutshell under center at quarterback, and it's a delayed quarterback keeper, and he managed to bust it up the middle. He gets all the way past the, well past the 15-yard line. Well, I take that back. He didn't get well past the 15-yard line, but he did get to the 15-yard line. That's an 8-yard gain. Check that 9-yard gain and mark it down to 14. So second and one, Soap Lake, with less than a minute to go. Going to see if the JV defense can keep this Soap Lake offense out of the end zone. Cutshell from the shotgun. He's going to want to throw. He's looking to the right, and he does throw. And that ball is picked off again in the end zone by number 34. That ball is picked up by Mario Valencia. Come on. Picks off the touchdown pass attempt and seals the shutout for the Jaguars. The red-headed freshman. 5-4-1-40. Seals the Tri-Cities Prep shutout as the clock ticks down under 5 seconds. 2-1. And this game is over. Soap Lake comes to Pasco and unfortunately gets the short end of the stick. Tri-City Prep 45. Soap Lake nothing. That is your final. We will be back with post-game commentary as well as statistics. You have been listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A quality education is the greatest gift you can give to a child. And quality education is what Kennewick's St. Joseph's Catholic School is all about. Limited class size and a diversity of teaching methods meet the individual needs of every student. With a rigorous Christ-centered curriculum that includes music, art, and computers, our students are prepared academically, socially, and spiritually for life in high school and beyond. St. Joseph's Catholic School in Kennewick, academically excellent, passionately Catholic.
KHSS has a long tradition of broadcasting high school sports to our Walla Walla and Tri-Cities listeners over the airwaves of 100.7 FM and worldwide over the Internet. Since the fall of 97, KHSS has broadcasted more than 1,000 DeSales High School athletic contests. This year, we are broadcasting Tri-Cities Prep Games, and we'd like to invite you to be a part of it. If you have a business and would like to sponsor our Tri-Cities Prep broadcast, or you know somebody who does, call us here at KHSS at 525-7878. That's 525-7878.
I was actually raised in the Catholic Church. I went to grade school through sixth grade, and pretty much about the time I went to high school, I stopped attending church and really didn't think much more about it for a number of years. The return to church, the Catholic Church, was somewhat of an evolution. I thought I knew what the Catholic Church believed and taught, but learned very quickly from somebody who knew far more about the Bible than I ever hoped to know. I learned that the Catholic Church, what it truly taught, and that that's where I needed to be. I'm a recovered alcoholic and drug addict. Without God in my life, I'd probably be dead. God has literally saved my life. I feel like I'm truly on the road to the fulfillment of really all of my desires, which is ultimately to spend eternity in heaven with myself and my family.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back live at Chihuahua Field here in Pasco, Washington, where the Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars have prevailed in thundering fashion over the Soap Lake Eagles, 45-0, as the players kneel at the 45-yard line in circle in an in-game prayer. One of the things you always love to see in high school football, particularly with regards to Catholic school football for both Tri-Cities Prep and DeSales. Very briefly, just some team stats to illustrate the difference in this game. Again, Tri-Cities Prep winning 45-0. The tail of the tape, probably more than anything, total yardage, Tri-Cities Prep 378, Soap Lake 118. But before Tri-Cities Prep put the JV in, that stat read at Tri-Cities Prep 385 and Soap Lake 57. Soap Lake offense completely unable to get out of first gear against this Tri-Cities Prep defense, which completely took care of business, particularly on the line of scrimmage. They largely owned it virtually all night. It really wasn't close. And then the Tri-Cities Prep offense was largely clicking on all cylinders. The passing game, best we've seen it thus far this season, but the running game, that thing was impossible for the Eagles to address. We pretty much ran at will with a stable of different running backs who all had success against this Eagle defense. And I have to confess, looking at the Eagles' record and the teams they played and the offense that the film showed that they'd be coming in with, I expected a closer game than this. I really did expect Prep to win, but 45-0, frankly, has caught me, and I think to some extent Dan Witt by surprise. We'll talk that over with him next week. We'll be back with individual statistics and a full game scoring summary when we return. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Keeping your smile healthy is our number one goal at Gillette Family Dentistry. Since 1981, Dr. Gillette and his staff have been providing quality dental care in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Dr. Gillette's general, cosmetic, and sports dentistry always have you, the patient, in mind. Gillette Family Dentistry is located across from Broadmoor Mall at 9221 Sandifer Parkway. Call 547-0730 to learn more about how we can help keep your smile healthy. That's 547-0730 for Gillette Family Dentistry.
The nation's most versatile source of energy is propane, also known as liquefied petroleum. Propane is used by more than 60 million Americans in homes, industry, farming, and more. AmeriGas is America's expert propane supplier. Since 1959, AmeriGas's mission has been to provide you with the safest, most reliable, and most responsive propane service available. Transform your energy source today with propane. In Walla Walla, Tri-Cities, and Hermiston, call Bob Christensen at 582-8888. That's 582-8888.
You know, it's not the fights that ought to worry us. It's what happens when the fights are over. Almost all marital partners experience conflict from time to time. And these minor confrontations can actually be healthy to a relationship. You know, a verbal spat that stays within reasonable limits can open the windows and give a couple a chance to ventilate frustrations and release some steam. The important question, however, is what happens after the fight. In healthy relationships, a period of confrontation ends in forgiveness, in drawing together, in deeper respect and understanding, and sometimes in sexual satisfaction. But in unstable marriages, conflict is never entirely resolved. Now, this is a very dangerous situation where the consequences of one battle begin to overlap with the prelude to the next. Obviously, we'd like to avoid this outcome. It's a good idea for couples to take a close look at themselves after the fight winds down. Are there things that you've said or done that grieved your partner? Do you need to ask forgiveness for attacking the self-worth of the spouse instead of focusing on the issues that divided you? Are there substantive matters that haven't yet been resolved? Set aside some time to deal with them. With a little practice, we can turn each of our conflicts into solid opportunities for growth and new understanding.
Hear more at MyFamilyTalk.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we are back at Tijuana Field here in Pasco, where Tri-Cities Prep has dominated the Soap Lake Eagles by a 2-45. I have some individual stats that I'd like to share with you, as Tri-Cities Prep offense was pretty much clicking quite strongly this evening. We'll start with passing, which ironically, well, actually, given the difficulties we had with passing this year, perhaps it's not ironic. But these are the smaller stats for us this evening. Dane Peterson was 3-for-6 with one interception for 56 yards. The tale of the offensive tape comes from rushing. We have Alex Montelongo with 4 rushes for 37 yards. We have Jason Cole, 7 rushes for 41 yards. Dane Peterson for 3 rushes, 24 yards and 1 touchdown. Michael Forbes, 5 rushes for 39 yards and 2 touchdowns, but then there's Rama Rudolph with 14 rushes, 196 yards, and 3 touchdowns, including an electrifying 70-yard-plus run that occurred in the third quarter. Defensively, we had quite a bit of stuff going on. We had Jacob Amata with five tackles. And the slightly built defensive end nails people. We had Alex Mapalonga with two tackles and two interceptions. We had Rama Rudolph, who not only is strong on offense, but also on defense with five tackles. We have Tristan Barnett with two tackles, but an interception and a sack. We have Joseph Porch with eight tackles, and I have to call out Mr. Mario Valencia, the freshman redheaded defensive back, who also had the final interception of the game on the JV squad to seal the shutout for the Jaguars. I know that he's going to be thrilled, and his parents are going to be thrilled as well. Congratulations to him and, frankly, to all the Jaguars for playing a game that was so much cleaner and so much more solid than what we saw last week at Matson. We will take yet one more break where we will have a scoring breakdown as well as who Prep will be facing next week, and then we will probably wrap it up after that. You're listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you have a family, you'll eventually need a good lawyer who is skilled at family law. Since 1976, Quattle Law Offices have specialized in all areas of family law, including child custody and support, adoptions, divorce, wills and estates, property divisions, and complex litigation. Pat Quattle was one of the first women to practice law in the Tri-Cities and has been recognized for outstanding volunteer legal services in the Tri-Cities community. Call Quattle Law Offices today at 943-3331. That's 943-3331.
Prepare to have your car buy-in experience redimensioned. Joe Klein and McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Chevy, Cadillac, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, Mazda, or Mercedes, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's Fleet Side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
And we're back at Chihuahua Field here in Pasco, where Tri-Cities Prep has dominated the Soap Lake Eagles to the tune of 45-0. And despite the fact that we got done here about 15 minutes ago, we still have Prep players and family all over the track celebrating the sound victory. Here's your scoring summary, and since it was all Jaguars, we'll just be talking about Prep touchdowns. Scoring open the first drive in the first quarter, Tri-Cities Prep starts on their 48-yard line, marches 52 yards methodically, where they cap it with a 15-yard TD run by Rama Rudolph with a PAT by Hogan Jones. Their next possession, they start on their 35-yard line, proceed to march 65 yards with a 2-yard touchdown run by Michael Forbes, and again, the point after touchdown by Hogan Jones. In the second quarter, Tri-Cities Prep had already moved 11 yards, and they moved another 56, so a total of 67 yards for, again, a Rama Rudolph 5-yard touchdown and a PAT by Hogan Jones. And their following possession, they start at midfield. They manage to march down to the 9-yard line, mainly on the running of Jason Cole, and Hogan Jones then kicks a 41-yard field goal. Their final possession of the second half, they got with less than 2 minutes to go. They did start on the Soap Lake 27-yard line. Dane Peterson capped that short possession with an 11-yard touchdown run, and Tri-Cities Prep went into the locker room at halftime with a 31-0 lead. With the third quarter, Tri-Cities Prep only possessed the ball twice, but they made the most of it. They opened the half on their 45 immediately, then proceeded to penalize themselves back to the 37, but then it was over after that. They proceeded to march the following 63 yards down to the 18-yard line when Michael Forbes ran it in from there on out with some tough running. A PAT by Hogan Jones brings the score then to 38-0, and then on the following possession, the Jaguars start on their 41-yard line, and Rama Rudolph busts it wide open on the right. 41 yards, contested all the way down to about the 25 when he finally broke loose and put those little 5'4" legs to work churning into the end zone for a 59-yard touchdown, and the PAT by Hogan Jones was good. And that ended up being your final score, 45-0. As for the fourth quarter, Dan Witsit brought in the JV. And there were two possessions there in the second half where not a whole lot was happening offensively, but they did also manage to keep Soap Lake out of the end zone, even with their JV when their last drive, they did manage to get down inside the 20, and they passed into the end zone, but that ball was intercepted by Mauro Valencia, and that secured the Jaguar victory. So the 3-1 Jaguars now, having gotten completely drilled in their first game against Hefner, but since then are now, they're sitting on a 3-game winning streak, and they are going to be hosting yet another 2A Oregon team. Umatilla of Oregon will be visiting here at Chiawana Field next Friday, October 3rd. That will be at 7 p.m. So we would hope to see you here at Chiawana to cheer on the Jaguars as they take on Umatilla. Or if you can't make it, by all means, continue to listen to Jaguar football broadcasts right here on KHSS. We're going to sign off here from Chiawana Field, where once again Tri-Cities Prep has prevailed in thundering fashion over Soap Lake, 45-0. And you've been listening to Jaguar Football on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars Sports Action on 100.7 FM, KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.